and welcome to another edition of America Weekend. This is the Thanksgiving weekend edition. I hope you had a wonderful family celebration, maybe with friends, maybe just a quiet, intimate dinner for two. However you chose to spend your Thanksgiving, I hope it was terrific and it wasn't too hectic for you. So on the program, we do something called News You May Have Missed. News that came and went, or maybe you just weren't aware of it. You know, sometimes we're so focused on what we're doing or busy with work or family or traveling that we just don't hear the news all the time. So I'm here as a service to provide some of the stories that came that you may not be aware of. So let's start with technology and phones. You know, we can't live without our smartphones, obviously. We just rely on them so much. And whether you have an iPhone or a Droid, the phone that really is getting a huge amount of attention is the Samsung phone because of the exploding Galaxy S7s. As you know, we were hearing this a lot over the summer, that the Edge and the S7 were bursting into flames. They weren't allowed on flights because of that, because it was scary and it was dangerous. So in October last month, Samsung halted production and sales of the Galaxy Note 7 because they seemingly could not correct the problem that caused the devices to explode. Prior to that, they recalled 2.5 million Note 7s after the device just went on sale, so that wasn't good for Samsung. But now they're doing some damage control and reassuring their customers that the other devices in the S7 family are safe to use. And they're saying there have been no confirmed cases of internal battery failures with these devices among the more than 10 million devices being used by consumers in the United States. According to research, Samsung has the biggest foothold on the global smartphone market. Did you know that? 22.8% market share in the second quarter of this year. And many people say that's due to the S7 and S7 Edge. So the Galaxy S7, which launched in March, competes directly with Apple's iPhone, and many people prefer the Edge, which features a side panel with easy access to apps, contacts, and news. So for now, if you have a phone in that family, it looks like it's safe to use, and good luck with it, and I think it's a beautiful phone. Probably over the weekend, you heard about the big brouhaha on Broadway with the show that is sensational that people are clamoring to see but can't get in because of just can't get in to see it, Hamilton. Vice President-elect Mike Pence was in the audience, and the cast linked arms, and one of the stars of the cast read a little note to Mike Pence imploring him to include all Americans as they move forward with the administration. This just opened up a can of worms for everybody in politics and in entertainment, all weighing in to say what they felt about it. So if you haven't looked at this yet, I, rather than explaining everything to you, just have to Google, you know, Hamilton, Mike Pence, and what happened that evening on Friday night. President-elect Trump went on to do his usual tweeting about an experience like that, and he was very against it and felt it was rude to do so. And people are on both sides of the fence. Stephen Van Zandt, for example, musician, said he agreed very much with the statement and feels it's an important statement, but felt it was inappropriate to do so at the time, as he was in the theater and he was a member of the audience and it wasn't a good time to do it. And perhaps a better idea, which is interesting, would have been to incorporate this message into the show that evening. That's interesting, because oftentimes, you know, when there's somebody famous in the audience or some event has happened, Broadway, because it's live, or theater, because it's live, has the opportunity to change at the, you know, drop of a hat. You can just do it anytime you want. So maybe that would have been an interesting way to do it, to engage the vice president-elect through the content of the show. So check it out. That's what's going on. News you may have missed on America Weekend with me, Valerie Smaldone. America
Weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute. Sometimes you find yourself on a bike in the middle of nowhere. And sometimes, in the middle of nowhere, you find yourself.
Love riding.
What sets your soul on fire? Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Diamonds aren't a girl's best friend.
Enjoying the ride.
Cages have bumpers. Bikers have bones. Look where the hell you're driving.
That car sucks.
Horsepower is how fast you hit the wall. Torque is how far you take the wall with you. The most dangerous thing of all is spending time doing other people's bidding. The greatest thrill of all comes with the risk of dying. It's called living on the edge. American Biker Minute.
I live fast.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How do you become a millionaire? We got the answer from a man in coveralls and a ball cap.
You wouldn't know he had a dime to his name, but he said something we'll never forget.
He said, I don't know how to spell millionaire, but I is one.
Of course he was kidding, but his point was that you don't have to be a genius to get rich. You just have to do something. What did he do?
He bought something.
Not a new wardrobe, obviously. Not a bigger house, nor a new car. Nope, he bought an income-producing asset, a duplex.
He fixed it up. He got a tenant. He used the cash flow to pay down his debt. Then he did it again, and he just kept doing it until he became a big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.